producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, you hear me all the time talk about the fact that there has been a war going on between psychology and psychiatry for the better part of certainly the 15 years in this century and most of last century as well, about whether how to treat depression and whether you do drugs or whether you do talk. And about, as I said, about 10 years ago, there was really some conclusive work that was done that says that talk, medication, and exercise work better than any of the three separately. There's now a new study out that was huge that says that that same formula works well for schizophrenia. I think what they're going to find out is it works for everything. That the combination of lower doses of medication, talk therapy so people are able to work things out, and exercise so that their bodies are functional, which always makes you feel better anyway, are going to be the solution, if not the solution, are going to be the treatment for an awful lot of things that are now viewed as falling into one category or the other. So it's an interesting time to be a psychologist. It really is. Two other sort of interesting news is, there's a new documentary about Janis Joplin coming out, and I already told Manny this and got his surprised response of how old Janis Joplin was when she died. She's only 27.
I mean, I knew she was, you know, really young, but I didn't realize she was that young.
Apparently 27. I think there are a whole bunch of rock stars who died at 27.
I think Jimi Hendrix die?
Jimi Hendrix did, I think, And I think James Morrison did, too.
John Lennon. How old was John Lennon? He was older.
No, John Lennon was older than that.
Okay, yeah.
No, he was in, I think his, let's see how old John Lennon was. I think he was in his 50s, not sure.
Okay.
But, because he was already on a second death. Let's see how old he was. We need to find out when he was born and when he died. Let's see what we can find out here. He died in December 1980. Let's see. What else? It's when he was born. He was born in 1955. So he was only, what would that be? He was only, is that 55 would be?
John Lennon was born in 55?
That's what it says. Oh, no, Mark David Chapman was born in 55. Sorry, okay. That made no sense. I thought.
I was going to say, that means John Lennon was probably about
30. Yeah, less than that, 25. But I didn't realize that Chapman was that young either. Let's see if it says when he was born. Well, we know when he died. He was born in 1940, so he was only 40. A little more than 40. I didn't realize he was quite that young. I thought he was a little bit older than that. But Jim Morrison, I think was 27. A whole bunch of let's see what happens when we Google 27-year-old death, a death at 27. Let's see, death at 27. A 27 club refers to a number of people who died at age 27. Jimi Hendrix, Brian Jones, Amy Winehouse. Wow. Did you know? I didn't know all of this.
Amy Winehouse, that's right. She was 27.
Yeah. Let's see if it's got Janis Joplin, Kurt Cobain. So there you go. Lots.
Wow.
So, and I mean, it's alarming that you can actually type in death at 27 and get that whole list. There's also, speaking of which, I know this is the wow day. I mean, this is kind of either wow, horrifying, or wow, stupid. I mean, hunters shooting into a zoo and killing elk and or moose. But, the other wild part is that they called up and said they'd done it.
Yeah.
I mean, now that's kind of the wild part if you think about it. So there you go.
Yeah.
But there's also a new movie out about Mother Teresa called The Letters, and apparently she had a true crisis. She wasn't sure she believed in God anymore.
Hmm.
So it could be an interesting year. It also, I remember reading an article, a letter in Dear Abby when she was still alive and I was a kid, that said, be careful. It was elicited by a woman who had been married to a guy for a very long time, and he died unexpectedly, and she had to clean out his desk at the office, and he had love letters from another woman.
Mm.
And her point about writing to Dear Abby was to say, you know, if you're going to do things like that, understand that you may not be alive to clean out your desk, so you need to make sure that you don't have things like that, because it threw her entire marriage into shadows that really need not to have happened. I mean, you know, that to a certain extent, what she didn't know didn't hurt her, and what she did know, she was incredibly hurt by it. So, something to think about, of what you leave behind. Alrighty, 855-993. What we're talking about is not what you leave behind, but what little verbal trail you leave behind. And we sort of made it neutral. We said meaningless phrases, but we're also putting up on Facebook the best compliment you've ever received, because presumably those are meaningful.
Lorraine says her meaningless phrase is, that's life.
Yeah, as opposed to chicken noodle soup? I mean, what would it? Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Ella says, I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, right.
She says, when my kids say that, I tell them, you didn't not do it on purpose either.
Yeah, that's the mother creed, isn't it? You know, I think every mother in the world. Or, well, Jimmy could do it.
I'm not Jimmy's mother.
Go ask, then go live with Jimmy. I mean, I remember that one. How about, don't make that face. What face? Remember that one? Or someone say, mother, don't make that face because Jack Frost will come and freeze it and you'll be stuck with that face forever.
Yeah.
Remember that one, too. Yeah. I think there's a whole mother's handbook of really irritating phrases that you find yourself uttering once you become a parent. Yeah.
Depressing. Yeah, don't make that face. It'll be stuck that way.
Yeah.
Peter says, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, that one's kind of got out of style a little bit. Thank goodness. I think most of the people who said it were probably murdered in their bed. And that's why. Yeah. That's a really irritating phrase.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, I don't care about you at all. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. Yeah, that was really one of those nasty ones.
Carol says, with all due respect, when it's obvious the person saying it has absolutely no respect for the person he or she is addressing.
I agree.
Becky says, I'll figure it out. And she says, that literally means I have no clue what to do, but saying that will buy me a little more time.
Yeah.
<That's> Maybe it'll ultimate. Fix itself or miraculously go away, or someone else will fix it.
Yeah, there will be divine intervention. That's the ultimate how about give me a minute? But we're not lost. We just don't know exactly where we are. That's a male phrase. That's testosterone soaked.
To kind of piggyback off of that one, too, is when somebody says, wait just 1 second.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, 1 second is
done.
Okay. Yeah.
Or can I ask a question? You just did.
Becky also says, another one is, not to be offensive, but...
Yeah, that's the same as yours, yeah. That's one of your favorite.
Margaret says, truth or dare?
Do people really say that anymore? I mean, that was the Madonna movie, remember, with Kevin Costner?
Yeah, I haven't heard it in a while, but...
I haven't either. Yeah. I think they're phrases that sort of come and go. They have their moment, and then they're so overused that maybe people just get bored with them. You know, the one that I knew a lot growing up, several of them I cannot repeat on the air without getting in serious damage, but hot damn was one of them.
Yeah.
But that one nobody says anymore.
Huh.
Or little pilgrim. That was John Wayne. But long after John Wayne sort of went to the big rodeo in the sky, people were saying, little pilgrim. 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind, give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, we're moving to an email at this moment. Hopefully have not even one meaningless phrase in it. Prayers are sometimes answered. Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes the answer is no. Let's see what we got.
All right. This email is from Cressida, and she says, hi, Dr. Brown. I love your program. I learn a great deal from listening to you. I wish I would have known of you 10 years ago when our children were coming up. I would have been an even better mom. Dr. Brown, I have two issues. First, I'd like to be more confident when doing public speaking. Okay. One of my issues is that I don't like listening to my recorded voice. And secondly, I find that my word recall is slowing down, so I panic and worry about umming and leaving dead space, or the very worst, never finding the word. A horror of horrors. The thing is, if I can put my thoughts on paper, I do okay. So the issue is frustrating to me. We have three children in college, and so taking an expensive course is not in the cards right now, but I need help. My second issue, Mrs. Michelle Obama was born on the exact same day that I was, and I'd love to meet her. How can I get an invitation to the White House? I'd be grateful for any help on either or both issues.
All right. Well, I think I can probably be a great deal more help on the first than the second. To get invited, I don't know how you get invited. It sounds like if taking a public speaking course is out of the question, then making a huge donation is probably out of the realms of possibilities as well. Because I think that's one of the ways of getting invited to the White House is just give them a lot of money. All right, let's take the first one. Michelle Obama's birthday is January 17th, which is the day after my sister's birthday, so that'll be easy to remember. So happy birthday to you in January. Hillary Clinton's, I think I knew that. Her birthday is right after mine, day or two after mine. So public speaking. The best way to be a good public speaker is really just to practice as much as anything else. And I don't know what it is that you want to speak about, but what you need to do is remind yourself that if you're asked to give a speech, it's because you know something more than somebody else knows. And what I would do is just the best way to do it. I'm a nervous public speaker, and I've been doing it my whole life, literally, even before I was on the air. I was a debater and then did original oratory and whatever, so as well as improv. So just practice really helps you. You don't really need to listen to your voice particularly to record what you do. But, you know, I think there are a number of things that you can do. As I said, number one, it certainly is practice. Number two, you can certainly write your speeches out, which is one of the possibilities. And what you may want to do here, I think most people who write speeches out who are good at public speaking don't read the speeches, because reading a speech is really boring. But what you may want to do is a compromise of write your speech out so you know exactly what you want to say, then give it three or four times so you really know the next word. You're very familiar with it. Then you can quite often put it on index cards where you just have a sentence or a phrase or whatever. And the more you do that, the more you'll know exactly what you want to talk about next. And if you don't, you have the speech in front of you or the index cards in front of you. So practice. First of all, write it down. Second of all, practice it. Third of all, put it on index cards. And fourth of all, just practice again. And the more you do it, the more comfortable you'll become about it. There's the Toastmasters course, I think, is relatively inexpensive. If you join the Chamber of Commerce, quite often what you do is give speeches. And I don't think joining the Chamber of Commerce is a very expensive thing to do. But you can also give a speech at the PTA. You can do one for the local Brownie Troop or Girl Scout Troop. Churches quite often are perfectly willing to have you give a free speech at a hospital. It would be really helpful to know what your topic is, because I could probably direct you more specifically at the junior high school, at the high school on career days, at the local library, the local Y. So just know what you want to talk about and remind yourself that you know more than your audience about whatever it is you're talking about, that they want to hear from you. I just saw what I thought was not very good performance at a theater, which should better have, that needed a lot more practice. But he used audiovisual aids to remind him of where he was, and he still kept getting lost. But that's one of the possibilities, is do a PowerPoint presentation. And understand that missing a word, no one knows it but you. And it's okay. Yeah, I think you'll also remind yourself that when you're giving a speech, that extra adrenaline really does make you a little bit sharper. So you really can, if not find exactly the right word, find one close enough. And usually if you just take a deep breath, it will come to you. I have never in my life given a speech without water nearby for two reasons. First of all, adrenaline makes your mouth dry. And second of all, it's a great prop. And somebody actually accused me of using it as a prop, and I had never really thought of it that way. But when I get to the point where I need to take a break, I just take a sip of water. And quite often it's when my mouth has gotten very dry as well. So when you're searching for a word, you could just take a drink of water, take a sip of water. You'll be okay. But practice is really the primary issue. And given the fact that you feel more comfortable writing things down, write them down. Give the speech by read it to your husband, read it to your kids, read it to a tape recorder, read it to the mirror, do it over and over again so you know the order of the words, you know the rhythm of the words. Then put it on index cards. Then give the speech again. Then maybe put on just a phrase. I will give like an hour talk with maybe four words. And it's really just to remind me if I get lost on something, because as you can hear from hearing me talk on the air, that sometimes my mind will go off on a divergent path. And if there are things that I really do want to remember, I will write them down. And to be quite honest, sometimes I don't get to them. Sometimes I got myself off on such a tangent that it seemed more interesting than whatever my final remark was or something. I just never got to it. And nobody knows but me. So, and just practice it over and over again. You don't, and any speech course you take will basically tell you the same thing. So it'll just give you some practice. And you can get the practice by just calling up the PTA, calling up the high school. And again, it would be very helpful to know what your topic is. But, okay, how you get invited to the White House. Getting invited to the White House per se, I mean, you can certainly take a tour of the White House, although for a while they were suspended, but I believe they have been reinstituted. Get in touch with your congressman or congresswoman when you go to Washington. You might be better off finding out when Michelle is going to be in your neighborhood and seeing if there's a group that you can maybe even invite her. But I don't know how to get invited to the White House. I have friends who've been there. They have not taken me along. I've been to the White House. I've met Mamie Eisenhower. That's the only. I've actually met George Bush Sr. and Barbara. So I'm trying to think if I've met anybody else. I'm not particularly political, and I'd probably be in trouble anyway. I have a dream where I tell Nixon that someone's trying to shoot him. And he says, but I thought you didn't like me. And I said, I don't, but I still don't think we should vote with guns in this country. I mean, it's a recurring dream. What can I tell you? So I can tell you about the public speaking on the White House. Unless you got a lot of money or some connections, talk with your congressperson, I guess. Or do something remarkable. The Muslim kid who got arrested for making a clock that looked like a bomb got invited. I wouldn't suggest that. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Alrighty, a bunch of DVDs come out this week. The big one, I guarantee you, will be Jurassic World. I mean, it's made more money than the other movie this year so far, and the DVDs, I'm sure, will follow suit. I thought this was kind of cute. Chris Pratt, I thought, made a great superhero in this one. Located on the coast of Costa Rica, the Jurassic World Luxury Resorts provide the habitat for an array of genetically, all right, already this should give you goosebumps, genetically engineered dinosaurs. Genetically engineered doesn't make most people feel comfortable. In fact, there's a story today about a genetically engineered dog out of China that's very muscular, that's making everybody nervous. At any rate, I digress. An array of genetically engineered dinosaurs, including the vicious and intelligent Indominus Rex. When the massive creature escapes, what a surprise, It sets off a chain reaction that causes the other dinos to run amok. Now it's up to a former military man and animal expert, Chris Pratt, to use his special skills to save two young brothers and the rest of the tourists from an all-out prehistoric assault. Dun, dun, dun. Vincent D'Onofrio plays a sleazy bad guy. Bryce Dallas Howard plays a woman who keeps screaming. As far as I'm concerned, the dinosaurs were great in this one. It was not my favorite movie, and I'll tell you one of the reasons why. That when the mom sends the kids off to Jurassic Park, she says, if something chases you, run. And as far as I'm concerned, that was the entire plot of the movie. If something chases you, run. But it made scads of money. It's still too scary for young kids, but you'll get a kick out of it on DVD, and your older kids can watch the dinosaurs eat people. It's much too scary for kids over and over again, so there you go. Some other movies that are probably worth some time and effort. Testament of Youth is actually a pretty good movie. It's a story of love, war, and remembrance based on the First World War memoir by Vera Brittain, which has become the classic testimony of that war from a woman's point of view. A searing journey from youthful hopes and dreams to the edge of despair and back again. It's a film about young love, the futility of war, and how to make sense of the darkest times. It's a little movie, but it's not bad at all. Okay, so you'll probably enjoy that. That's certainly something to keep you out of dinosaur land. A Wolf Pack kind of splits the difference between Jurassic World and Testament of Youth. It's a documentary that there's actually been some controversy about how seriously real it was. The idea was it's a family that that is raised in New York of kids who are kept. I know The Room is apparently a similar kind of plot, but this is five kids who were raised in New York, and their father didn't want them to go outside, and so they were raised, and their view of the outside world. And they dress weirdly. They finally do go out. I sort of felt like it was borderline child abuse, that if the documentarians followed the family for a while, and it seemed to me if somebody is actually comes across a situation that somebody should be notified and the kid should be liberated from this. Paper Towns is from a novel by the same guy who did The Fault in Our Stars. Centers on Quentin and his neighbor Margot, who loved mysteries so much she became one. After taking him on an all-night adventure through their hometown, she suddenly disappears, leaving behind cryptic clues for Quentin to decipher. The search leads Quentin and his quick-witted friends on an exhilarating adventure that is equal parts hilarious and moving. Ultimately, to track down Margot, Quentin must find a deeper understanding of true friendship and true love. Nate Wolff, I think, is going to be the next. I think he's one of the better actors of his generation, and will probably have a long and good career. He's also in the one with Mickey Rourke, where he plays the kid next door. And he has kind of that loose kind of charm that works very well on the screen. Skin Traffic is an upsetting movie that I'm trying to remember if I may have reviewed that last week. It's a very upsetting documentary. Or it's not a documentary. It's kind of an exploitive movie about something that is really a huge problem in America, right? Well, all over the world, which is human traffic, and people being, especially women and girls, occasionally boys, but mostly young females, being kidnapped for sexual purposes. It's an upsetting movie, which is one of my reasons, which I will tell you about Rock on the Casbah. One of my concerns about that. So the big movie, the big DVD of the week will undoubtedly be Jurassic World. If you haven't seen it, and this is your chance to get it on DVD. As I said, it's not a movie for young kids. There are a number of people who get dinosaured, if you get my meaning. But your teenagers will love it. All right, just make sure that the younger kids aren't sitting behind the couch watching it, because you will be calling me saying, my kid has nightmares, and I'm not sure why, and... Oh, incidentally, my teenager just got Jurassic World. Dun, dun, dun. All right, so don't do that. All right, 855-993-7569. Should we go back to meaningless phrases so we can hopefully get this done today?
You know, let's do it.
We
left off with Austin had a couple. He had one that was at the end of the day. He also had, okay, so. And then the third one he had was saying yep instead of yes.
I must say I fall into that category, especially in emails. I don't say it so much in person, mm-hmm. but in emails. I mean, yep just seems a little hipper than yes. I don't know.
Actually, Austin has one more. He says, and this is one we talked about already. Can I ask you something?
You already did. Goodbye. Yeah, the end.
Dana says, and whatnot. What does that even mean?
Et cetera.
let's see. Jim says, hope and change.
Hope and change? Yeah. Was that Obama's? Oh, I think that's our little political statement sort of sneaking in under the wire there. Wasn't that Obama's sort of posters for the first election?
Yeah.
well done. Almost got me. Not really.
Catherine,
whatever.
Catherine says, with that being said, I think somebody else had that one too.
Yeah.
Marie has a couple. She says, less is best and less is more.
Well, less, do you know where less is more came from? I think it was Corbusier who just basically is a design theory that says, and I think that the phrase itself may have been, came from him, mm-hmm. but the notion is that, well, I'll tell you the first time I heard it, which was not Corbusier, which is less is more, which is, somebody asking a sculptor who was doing a bust of Lincoln, he said, how do you know where to start? And he said, well, you just take away everything that doesn't look like Lincoln. Yeah, but, I mean, there really are situations where less is more, whether you're talking about accessories or jewelry or frou-frous or paint. Or I was just reading a book about art and was saying that that white works, that you don't necessarily have to shade everything in.
Hmm.
And I'm kind of a minimalist anyway, so I actually get that one. I think that is not, for me, that's not a meaningless phrase. That's a kind of a reminder, when in doubt, take away everything that doesn't look like Lincoln.
Amy says, I know what you mean.
Well, no, I think I know what you mean is not, I think I know what you feel. Is one of those ones that makes you want to go for somebody's jugular, because one person doesn't know what another feels.
Right.
I know what you mean is hopefully an affirmation that you're on the same page that they are, but I know what you feel, I think, is just insulting.
Rita says, it's God's will.
I read her mind, or she read mine. I knew that was going to follow. Yeah.
She said, I heard that one several times after my sister was killed in a sledding accident on Christmas night.
Oof. I know, it's one of those things that is not the least bit comforting, because if somebody believes in God, then they already feel that way. And if they don't, it's just going to irritate them. And what it seems to be is dismissive.
Yeah.
So I think you have to be really careful about interpreting the universe to somebody else. Because either they believe it, at which point they don't need your affirmation, or they don't, at which point they're going to feel that you are dismissive of them. So that's one of those things. It's certainly okay to believe it. And it's... But I think saying it to another person, you do at your own jeopardy, and I would encourage you not to do it.
Becky says, government efficiency.
Well, that's an oxymoron. That's
what she said in parentheses. She put oxymoron.
Yeah. Or jumbo shrimp. Military intelligence. Yeah, they're holding like that. Suicide in Buffalo.
Patricia says, in all honesty...
Exactly. That one drives me nuts, like, as opposed to an all larceny, whatever. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, let's finish up meaningful phrases that you guys just love. All right, let's see what else we got.
Deborah says, how are you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with you because every once in a while someone will tell you. But what's the usual response? Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, yeah.
Fine, thanks. How are you? Yeah. If someone actually says, oh, I'm having a terrible day, you think, oh, my God, what have I done here?
Dave says, no, really.
No, I think that was the wrong reflection. No, really? No, I think that was, yeah. So, yeah, the idea being that you're telling somebody something and their first response is to deny it. Great. All right, what else?
We go to Glennis, who has quite a few.
Oh, good. Let's go, Glennis. She is having a cranky day. Go, Glennis, go.
First one from her is, I kid you not.
I agree. Boy, that one's come. I haven't heard that for years.
Next one is, when people say, I could care less, when I'm pretty sure what they mean is, I couldn't care less.
Or, I care so much, I'm about to set your face on fire. Yeah, no, I could care less is yeah, I agree that that's, it's either rude or meaningless or contradictory. I agree. It's one of those phrases that we should probably outlaw.
Next one is, because and on account of. I don't think I've ever heard on account of.
Yeah, it's sort of, it means the same as because.
Mm-hmm.
A little, I mean, I think that they are a bit misleading, but they're trying to show relationships between things that may not be obvious.
Yeah.
I'm late on account of the subway's running late or something like that.
Okay.
I think it means because.
Next one from Glennis is, it is what it is. And she says, worst.
we already sort of, we're retiring its jersey to the rafters. Yeah.
Next one is, she's got quite a few here. Next one is, first and foremost.
Yeah, that one is a little irritating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, and in fact, do you remember from like 8th grade English, you can only make a list if you have 3 or more items? So you can't say first unless there's a second and third. And by definition, first is foremost. So that's...
Right.
Or, what's the other one? My first priority... A priority is first. You can't have a second priority.
Next one is, if you will.
Yeah, that one is, that's kind of, that's like an old fashioned, you know, and then what they mean is, it's, they're not really asking the question, if you will. It means I've made the statement and I need for you to accept it.
Right.
That would say things like it's. I'm trying to think of an example. it's a meaningless phrase, if you will, meaning. You know, I think it's somewhat demeaning because it implies that unless you point out what it means, that the person might not figure it out. So I tend to agree with you. It's both meaningless and vaguely insulting.
Next one is just saying.
Yeah, just saying. Yeah, that one, that's really irritating.
Next one is, at the end of the day?
That one is getting close to classic status.
And the last one from Glennis is, happy camper.
I haven't heard that one in a long time either.
Jenny says...
That's like Little Pilgrim.
Jenny says, mind you? Where you're saying, like, you know, mind you, that guy said, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that one I haven't heard from a long time either. I think that may be kind of regional.
Mm-hmm. People say it in Minnesota quite a bit, actually.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I said regional, yeah.
Dan says, what's happening?
Yeah. Sup. Sup, it seems to have gone out of.
Yeah,
mercifully
faded. Yeah.
Sup.
And then the last one here from Robert is, let me tell you something.
Yeah. You just did. Yeah. All right. So we got them all done?
That's all of
now,
them.
Now, there were a couple that were that were repeating, that were repetitious, right? Did you include those as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So let's all agree that for the next week, none of us, not one of us will say it is what it is. Not one of us will say sorry for the inconvenience, although that tends to be more I hear it all the time on the train, you know, when they're saying, all right, we're now stuck in a tunnel with a whole lot of smelly people who are unhappy and rushed and with violent tendencies, and they're going to stomp on each other's feet and say terrible things, and you're going to be late. And if you're claustrophobic, tough patooties, sorry for the inconvenience. It's not inconvenience.
Well, you know what you've done now. Of course, somebody at some point by the end of this week is going to call the show, and they're going to use the phrase, it is what it is.
Just no, they wouldn't do that to me, would they? Right, there are penalties attached to this. Your toenails will all ingrow. Right? I am serious about this. You know, we need to just expunge it from our consciousness. It's like it's a small world after all theme of phrases, right?
Once it's in your head. You've set the pins up. Somebody's gonna call in and say it. I guarantee it's gonna happen.
Oh, Manny.
It's gonna be when Trevor's on too.
You're putting, all right, if it happens, we're going to ingrow, you're going to have to be, a co-conspirator in this. And Manny, it cannot be you or any member of your family.
No, it won't. I won't. No, right. I wouldn't do that.
There was a time, you know, as you know, one of the sort of deals I try to make with people is if somebody is doing something that they don't like, that you make the contract that says, all right, you have to give me. You have to. It started out as a quarter, and then it was, you know, a dollar, and then it was $10. Now it's $20 to kind of get somebody out of the habit and to make people feel that you're actually hearing what their concern is. And so a lot of the issue was swearing. Of how do you get people out of the habit of swearing? And when I'm on a TV show, the only time I ever used a teleprompter, because I never had any writers. I mean, there was, how could somebody write what I was going to say? I have no idea what I'm going to say. So the only time we use a teleprompter is for people's names.
Wow.
And there was one name that I stumbled over it like 12 times. And I finally said, I don't think I said the F-bomb, but I said something. And the producer runs out and says, everybody in the audience gets $20 from you. That'll teach you. All right, folks. Whatever it is, don't even say it. Don't even think it. I love you all, my little adorablenesses. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.